Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
If you joined us last Friday on the Beacon Broadcast, you know that we began talking about the answer to a question, namely, who is a mature Christian? Which is really a shortened form of stating the question that is found in the first part of James 3:13, where we read, who is wise and understanding among you? Who is wise and understanding among you? In other words, who is a mature Christian? And this question needs to be answered by biblical evaluation, how to detect spiritual maturity, not simply by traditional ideas or by subjective opinion. We need a biblical answer. The correct answer, I think you would agree, requires biblical evidence. And that's why the last part of the verse says, let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Now that's the answer to the question. Let me read the whole verse again. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. And there's a lot to be gleaned from that statement, and we will endeavor to do just that. Thank you for joining me on this Monday, June 11, and many grateful thanks to those radio listeners who recognize our need of financial support to maintain this broadcast on this station. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Biblical evidence for spiritual maturity. And what we learn here is that biblical evaluation is going to take some time. There are no instant indicators. Let him show by good conduct, good behavior, says another translation. Let him show. You can't demonstrate something like this in 1 week, or on 1 day, or on one occasion. How does one demonstrate that he is wise and understanding? Well, not by claiming so, not by saying, yoo-hoo, that's me, I'm wise, I'm understanding, but by demonstrating his wisdom and spiritual understanding over a period of time. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Now, there are a lot of things here. Now, the first thing you need to notice is that this is a command. It is an imperative statement. Let him show. The person who thinks, the person who claims that he is a mature Christian is required to demonstrate it. Now, that in itself requires a great deal of maturity and humility, doesn't it? Because people who consider themselves to have arrived at a mature position, and they would therefore think, no doubt, a superior position among Christians, tend to take the attitude, well, I evaluate you. You don't evaluate me. I'll make judgments regarding you. You don't make judgments regarding me. After all, I'm the one who has wisdom and understanding. Is that so? Do you think so? Says Pastor James. If so, then you need to demonstrate it. let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. In the meekness of wisdom. Not in the humility of pride. Not in the audacity of assuming something that has not been demonstrated. Not by the audacity of claiming something and insisting that others accept that claim without a humble demonstration of its validity. No. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Furthermore, please notice that a correct answer to this question, who is a mature Christian, includes corporate evaluation. I say it includes the evaluation of the body, the local church, the evaluation of other believers is not always infallible, but neither is the individual's personal evaluation always infallible. In fact, which is more likely to be correct? The evaluation of one individual evaluating himself, or the evaluation of a whole group of Christians evaluating together, being able to reflect different perspectives and different levels of experience and maturity, which is likelier to be close to the truth. We all know that it's not easy to accurately and objectively evaluate ourselves. If we were sinless, it wouldn't be such a problem. But because we are sinful, even as believers, we do have this problem. We have this problem with pride. We have this problem with subjectivity. We have this problem with tending to view ourselves better than we are, even while we tend to view others worse than they are. That's one of our biggest problems, the mote beam problem that Jesus talked about. We aren't very good at evaluating ourselves, although many people think they are. And that's exactly why James says, if you really are wise in understanding, you will demonstrate that. Let him show that by good conduct. Let him show, rather, by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. You see, the proof of being a spiritually mature person is not in winning debates, but in a godly life. The proof of being a spiritually mature person is not in being a spiritual maverick, being so independent that you withdraw from other people or hold yourself aloof from other people or refuse to allow other people to evaluate you in any way. It is not that you hold yourself aloof from proper biblical accountability. The demonstration of spiritual maturity is not that you are a church hopper. Many times church hoppers consider themselves to be superior to others, spiritually mature and superior to others, and that's the very reason why they just can't seem to find a church that measures up to their high standards, that measures up to the level of what they consider themselves to be. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. A correct answer to the question, who is wise and understanding among you, includes corporate evaluation. There's something for the individual Christian to demonstrate before the body. Let him show. The correct answer, furthermore, demonstrates balanced spiritual development. Let him show by what? Good conduct, that is, works. And meekness and wisdom. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. So, here are the things that demonstrate spiritual maturity. First of all, good works, good conduct, as defined by God, as defined in the Bible, biblically instructed and directed good works, ministry activities. Let him demonstrate by his faithful service in his local church. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done. Let him demonstrate the fruit of the Spirit. And let others who know him see that and confirm and affirm that here is a spiritually minded person. We see the evidence of the fruit of the Spirit in his life or her life. You see, the works here are not so much the what as the how we perform them. There aren't any particular works that are prescribed here. It does not say, let him show by good conduct in this particular work, that particular work, let him demonstrate it by the work of teaching, let him demonstrate it by the work of hospitality, let him demonstrate it by the work of serving others in a particular way. We can find those kinds of things elsewhere in the Bible, and we could pull those together and put together a package of things that the Bible considers to be truly good works, but that's not the point. The point isn't so much what you do is as how you do it, because as we know, God has different assignments for every believer, and God has gifted different believers in different ways, and so there can't be any standard list of particular works that demonstrate spiritual maturity, but every Christian who is spiritually mature is going to be actively involved in his local church and will be demonstrating on an ongoing basis his maturity by a variety of works that he does. And, of course, the list of the works that he's involved in will reflect the gifts and leading of the Lord in his life. But they will be in the context of a local church, and they will be in the realm of biblically defined good works, what the Bible tells us good works are. That will be flowing out of the life of this person, and he needs to demonstrate that to the satisfaction of others. That's the point. Let him manifest by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Let him just faithfully serve the Lord. I don't think we should be giving a lot of attention to how are these works impressing others. That's not the point. But we let others make the evaluation. That's the point. We just get busy serving the Lord faithfully, with commitment, with zeal, with biblical direction, in the context of the local church, under the structure of the local church, with accountability to the local church. And we just do that because that's what good Christians do. That's what mature Christians do. That's what spiritually minded Christians do. And as we do that, others are going to recognize here is a spiritually mature Christian. Here is a Christian with wisdom and understanding. That makes sense, doesn't it? And indeed it does, because the Bible is a book of great wisdom. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.